Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods is a leader in the Women's Recreational Fishing Network and joins Morning Magazine today. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Deb, and to everybody listening.
Sounds like you've had another busy month.
Oh, we sure have. We've been making sure all the winners of the June Queensland Kids Fishing Classic have received their prizes and that their local newspapers have been sent photos and stories. With three age groups and 12 categories, there's a fair bit of sorting and coordination to make sure everything runs smoothly. And we had nearly 300 kids from all over Queensland enter the Classic. They were from places right up north at Weipa, all along the coast and down to Gundawindi, and even out back at Longreach and Charters Towers. And it's been so great watching all the fish come through and seeing the kids and their families spending more time outdoors. Together, the kids entered a mammoth 3,284 fish, and that included 103 fish species from all over the state. And the great thing about the comp is any fish, no matter the size, can be entered. And everyone fishes at their own pace from anywhere in the state, and all undersized fish are released. And the comp is catch and release. However, entrants are allowed to keep their catch as long as it's legal. We had Xavier Purcell from the Moreton region. He was the lucky winner of the kayak, but there were no species categories winners from here around this time. And I'm putting the final touches on the September comp now, so that should be live later today, hopefully, on the Two Bent Rods website.
Wow. Sam, you've had some exciting news in the awards space.
We have, and I've spent most of the weekend writing submissions for three local, state and industry awards. And as corny as it sounds, the process does make you sit back and take stock of where the business is at, where it's been, what it's done well and not so well, and find ways to improve. It's always good to celebrate your wins, no matter how big or small. And I'm really thrilled to say that Two Bent Rods last week was named a finalist at the Australian Women in Business Awards. And the awards will be held in Sydney later this month. We won this award last year, so it would be nice to back it up, but there's some pretty awesome businesses who we're up against as well. And I'm sure you'll all be waiting with bated breath. couldn't help myself. Yeah. We are also vying for a People's Choice Award for the Best of the Redlands Awards run by our local Chamber of Commerce, and so the voting link's on our Facebook page, and I'd be most grateful if you could click it and vote.
So what's happening in the healthy and active Moreton Bay?
Well, over the holidays, we trialled a couple of new locations for them. One was at Bongaree. Although it was rained out, it does seem quite promising. And the other was at Dolly's Rocks. This one was so much fun, and the class, most of them catching at least one fish. Most were undersized brim and whiting, but it's still plenty of fun for the kids. Next week, we're at Scarborough, but that one's fully booked. And then we're at Deception Bay on the 24th of August, and again next month. And the dates for fishing with the Healthy and Active Moreton are now on the Two Bent Rods website till the end of the year. You need to get in quick if you want to come along. And I have a tip for you too. If you're heading out fishing, remember, fresh is best. Try to catch your bait in the area that you're going fishing. It will increase your chances of catching fish.
Great advice. You've been listening to Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods, bringing us up to date with the Kids Fishing Classic and what's coming up for Moreton Healthy and Active in the school holidays. Congratulations on being chosen as a finalist in the Australian Women's Business Awards. You're on 101.5, keeping our community connected.